Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good.
Good. Things going well there in Michigan?
They are. Beautiful weather. Probably a little bit cooler than you are. Are you having fires around you these days?
Yeah, it's crazy out here. Both the weather has been scorching and the fires. You know, as opposed to last year, one of the nice things for us is, I guess, the atmosphere and the upper currents are structured such that they're blowing all the smoke to you in the east. We're not seeing much smoke in the air these days.
Yeah, it is kind of a hazy day. I wonder if that's part of that Oregon fire. We'll see.
Anyways, we're going to talk about a respiratory condition. We're going to talk about community-acquired pneumonia. Listeners will know it's defined as an acute infection of the pulmonary parenchyma in a patient who's acquired the infection in the community as distinguished from a hospital-acquired infection that we would label nosocomial. Community-acquired pneumonia is a common and potentially serious illness, lots of morbidity and mortality in children and in adults. This poem today that you've chosen focuses only on children. The first step is obviously to decide whether to hospitalize a child with community-acquired pneumonia, and that needs to be individualized based on the age, the medical condition, lots of clinical factors that get factored into making that decision. But children with community-acquired pneumonia who are treated in the outpatient setting typically are treated empirically. In fact, tests to identify a microbiologic etiology are not currently recommended for most children who are well enough to be treated as outpatients. Decisions regarding the empiric therapy are complicated by the substantial overlap in the clinical presentation between those who have bacterial infection and those who have non-bacterial pneumonias, particularly viral pneumonia. Treatment decisions are usually based on algorithms that include age and epidemiologic factors. There are a few randomized controlled trials to guide the choice of empiric antibiotics, but they're really quite few. Factors that must be considered for these kinds of decisions include the spectrum of likely pathogens, antimicrobial susceptibility, simplicity of the regimen, tolerability, safety, and of course, cost. But then it comes to the question of how long to treat these little people with antibiotics. You found a poem. It was published in JAMA Pediatrics. It was published in 2021. It starts on page 475, for those of you that want to look it up. It attempts to answer the clinical question, in children with pneumonia who do not need hospitalization, is a five-day treatment with high-dose amoxicillin comparable to a 10-day treatment? Mark, can we cut down by half and still get the same benefit?
I will let you know. So yeah, this study, it's important to note, this took place before the pandemic. It was set in two emergency departments in Hamilton, Ontario, and enrolled 281 kids aged 6 months to 10 years. They all had an X-ray confirmed community-acquired pneumonia, but they weren't sick enough to be hospitalized. They could be sent home. They randomized the kids to either 5 days of high-dose amoxicillin, which was 75 to 100 milligrams per kilogram per day, plus 5 days of placebo, or to just 10 days of the high-dose amoxicillin. They gave a range for the dosing, which is based on Canadian guidelines, and that lets you tailor the drug so it's a nice round number and simplify medication administration. After 2 to 3 weeks of follow-up, slightly more kids who got 5 days of treatment actually had a clinical cure than among those who got 10 days of treatment, so about 86 versus 84%. So certainly no worse and maybe even a tiny bit better, although that wasn't statistically significant. The number of days lost in caregiving were fewer among those treated for 5 days, 2 versus 3 days. There was no difference in absenteeism between the two groups. About 10% of kids in each group were lost to follow-up, so that's not too bad. The study was designed as a non-inferiority study. They needed 135 in each group. They had that, and so they felt they were confident in making that non-inferiority judgment. So bottom line, in this well-designed study in a community setting, kids with community-acquired pneumonia who could be treated in the outpatient setting did just as well with 5 days of high-dose Amox than those with 10 days.
Is this something that you think doctors will easily change their practice?
Well, I hope so. And I think one of the nice things is that this is consistent, at least, with the adult guidelines. Now, the adult guidelines are saying treat for 5 days, but if someone's clinically stable and improved at that point, then stop. And so this is consistent with that. I also think you have to reevaluate the kid at 5 days and see how are they doing. You know, 15% or so weren't clinically cured. You may want to do additional treatment or a different antibiotic or reevaluate your diagnosis at that point. So it's not 5 days and we'll never want to see you again. It's 5 days, come back, follow up, keep thinking. Okay. But I think as a starting point and for clearly most kids, that's going to be sufficient.
It falls into that bucket, does it not, of lots of these infections that we were taught in medical school, some magic number, 7 days or 10 days, 14 days. And nobody sort of ever questioned where those numbers come from. And when we look more carefully, there's benefit of shorter treatment.
I don't think I've ever seen a study in adults or kids that showed that the longer course was better than the shorter course for antibiotics. I can't think of one. I've seen many, many showing that the shorter was just as good.
If you allow me to be cynical for a moment, these studies and these time durations often come from the company. And you know, one could imagine that there's a benefit to selling twice as many drugs as there are half as many drugs. And we'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.